Title: DFEH issues guidance to employers regarding mandatory COVID-19 vaccination policies. Content: On March 4, 2021, the California Department of Fair Employment and Housing, DFEH, updated its COVID-19 related guidance. In addition to addressing whether an employer may ask about symptoms, take employees' temperatures, and require the use of personal protective equipment among other things, the DFEH addresses a question that has been top of mind for many California employers. Can employers require their employees to be vaccinated? The short answer is yes, so long as the employer adheres to the requirements of the Fair Employment and Housing Act, FEHA. The DFEH explains how to comply with the FEHA in the event an employer mandates an FDA-approved COVID-19 vaccine. 1. Mandatory vaccination policies and practices must not discriminate against or harass employees based on a protected characteristic. The FEHA provides that employers cannot discriminate against or harass employees based on protected characteristics, including but not limited to religion and disability, in the event employers implement a mandatory vaccination policy or practice. Such policy or practice cannot operate to discriminate against or harass employees based on protected characteristics. 2. Employers must reasonably accommodate employees with disabilities. Employers are required under the FEHA to reasonably accommodate employees' known disabilities. Therefore, if an employee objects to the vaccination on the basis that he or she has a disability that prevents them from being vaccinated, the employer is required to engage in an interactive process with the employee and reasonably accommodate that employee. Reasonable accommodations may include the employee working from home, or the employer implementing safeguards at the worksite to enable the employee to work without endangering the employee or others. If the accommodation imposes an undue hardship, if the employee cannot perform his or her essential duties even with a reasonable accommodation, or if the employee cannot perform his or her essential duties without endangering the health or safety of the employee or others even with the reasonable accommodation, then the employer may exclude the employee from the worksite. 3. Employers must reasonably accommodate employees with sincerely held religious beliefs or practices. The FEHA also requires that employers reasonably accommodate employees' known sincerely held religious beliefs and practices. Therefore, if an employee objects to the vaccination on the basis that he or she has a sincerely held religious belief or practice that prevents them from being vaccinated, the employer is required to engage in an interactive process with the employee and reasonably accommodate that employee. Reasonable accommodations in the religious context may eliminate the conflict between the religious belief or practice and the vaccination requirement. The DFEH indicates that these reasonable accommodations could include job restructuring or job reassignment. The DFEH also notes that, unless specifically requested by the employee, accommodations related to sincerely held religious beliefs or practices are not considered reasonable if they segregate the employee from other employees or the public and, similar to responding to a disability, if the accommodation imposes an undue hardship on the employer may exclude the employee from the worksite. 4. Employers must not retaliate against employees for engaging in protected activity if an employee requests a reasonable accommodation due to a disability or sincerely held religious belief or practice. The employer cannot retaliate against them. Similarly, if an employee engages in other protected activity, for example, if the employee alleges that the employer's mandatory vaccination policy is discriminatory, the employer cannot retaliate against them. Retaliation is a form of adverse employment action and may include discipline. 5. If an employee resists mandatory vaccination absent a disability or sincerely held religious belief or practice, no reasonable accommodation is necessary. An employer is not required to reasonably accommodate an employee who simply does not want to receive an FDA-approved vaccination that is mandated by an employer, absent a disability reason or sincerely held religious belief or practice reason. The DFEH also notes that employers are permitted to enforce reasonable